You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
The public holiday for Matariki will have its inaugural observance this Friday. For many New Zealanders, the celebration bears a deeper meaning. So I decided to talk to Dan Hikuroa, Associate Professor of Māori Studies here at the Auckland University of Auckland. I started by asking him what the Matariki celebration is.
So the celebration of Matariki was set up to record that the shortest day of the year had passed, and the different way that different groups celebrated it was the first reliable mechanism to tell us that the shortest day had passed, and then we could start to prepare for, you know, an upcoming summer.
And it's also known as Māori New Year. So would you like to tell us about what are the traditions behind that? What's the story behind that?
Yeah, so if we know that the shortest day of the year has passed, that's kind of the signalling of, okay, we need to recalibrate our calendars, we need to recalibrate and reset everything. So the main calendar that Māori operated by day to day, week to week, month to month, was the Maramataka calendar. And that's the Māori lunar calendar that more and more people are learning about. And so that was the main marker of time, and also a really helpful indicator of different activities that we would do during the month.
It's lunar as well. It's done from the first crescent to the moon as it goes to the new moon.
Yeah, so different groups would mark the Matariki or the new year in different ways that made sense to them. And the key aspect there is that the solar year is 365 days and the lunar month, or most lunar months, are 30 days. And so, you know, you have 12 months times 30 days, and that's 360 days, yet you have 365 days of it takes for the Earth to go around the sun. And so the reason that different groups, and like you said there, that, you know, some say, oh, well, this is, you know, Matariki for us is the first crescent moon after Matariki has risen. Other groups would have different ways. They're all different mechanisms to recalibrate two systems of marking time that were slightly offset from one another. Does that make sense?
What are some ways that Matariki has been celebrated in people?
Yeah, and so I really need to acknowledge some of the pioneering work done by some of my friends like Professor Rangi Mātāmua and the Kaumatua Ririata Makiha, who have really revived a lot of the traditions. And so Matariki, you know, the rising of those stars, whether it's Matariki or Puanga, it's that time to come together. It's the time to reset, maybe recalibrate, refresh, because in traditional Māori society, winter was a time of not too much activity. You know, you couldn't really do too much in the gardens. You'd already harvested most of the crops. There wasn't too much going on in the bush in the way of birds and fruit. And so it was a time to kind of get together, stay warm, catch up with family, but also, you know, dare to dream a little, have that hewa i te rangista, you know, make your wish. And then what some of the amazing seers and the tōhunga would do is they would make a sighting on Matariki in the horizon, and then they would make predictions about what might occur throughout the year, depending on how strongly or how weakly shining those particular stars would be within Matariki.
Is it exciting to see all of New Zealand society honour the Matariki celebration?
Yeah, I think it's exciting to see it, and for a number of reasons. I think the key one is, having Matariki as a public holiday is a mechanism to bring together everyone, but they can all do it in their own way. And it's uniquely New Zealand. You know, it's drawn from knowledge that's born of this place. And I think one of the great things that people are beginning to realise is that it doesn't necessarily mean, even though we have a holiday on one day, different groups, and the way that they manifest Matariki, or whether it's Puanga or the other ways, are all highly variable to place. And that's one of the important things, I think, that's coming through, is like, actually, it's about the importance of the place. Overall, as a country, but even more defined than that in the places where we live, because the maramataka, the different calendars and the different predictions that they make for certain ecological phenomena during each month, they vary across the country. And recognising, of course, that, you know, that the top part of New Zealand is pretty much subtropical and the bottom parts of New Zealand are pretty much subantarctic, and we've got everything in between. And so the idea that you would have one calendar of predicted ecological events across the whole thing wasn't something that Māori had. In fact, every calendar is specific for that place. It's kind of tailored for it. So that's one of the exciting things for me about Matariki, is about being super aware of the place where you are.
I've been astounded by how much I've learnt through Matariki being publicly recognised. So for those of us that want to know more about more traditions, where can we go?
That's an awesome question, and I've sensed that too, and many communities. There's a real thirst for knowing and a thirst for the knowledge. I would start with trying to get a copy of Rangi Matamua's book, Matariki, I think it's called, by Rangi Matamua. That's more than just Matariki. It starts to give you a whole lot more information. He also does some amazing Facebook and YouTube videos. And from there will be people that appear on those where you can start to really branch out. But even really like simple, although Google isn't the font of all knowledge, and you need to kind of have a little bit of a healthy understanding of where to get useful stuff, but places like the Te Ara website of New Zealand, they're really helpful for getting general knowledge. And once you start on your journey, I would really encourage you to look local. Find out what the local folks are doing, and then they might be having a planting day. They might be having planting days outside of Matariki, the holiday itself. And so one of the other things for me, when I started my Matariki this year, was in May, when Matariki, the star cluster, set in the western sky. And so they set in about mid-May, and then we didn't see them again until they rose. Actually, a little bit of a heads up. They rose a couple of days ago already, even though the public holiday is tomorrow. They're already up, whānau. So if you want to get up and it's not too cloudy, just gaze out to the east, slightly north of east, and you should be able to see Matariki in the sky.
That was Dan Hikiroa from the University of Auckland speaking to me about Matariki.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.